It is, it is. I mean, my sort of biggest challenge... Well, I love cooking. I love cooking. I'm going down to my mum's this year, and so she's adamant she's going to do the cooking, so I'm feeling a bit like I've got to be careful not to get too involved.
Patty, I'm thrilled to bits. I'm very flattered as well that somebody who is discerning as Mary would feel like I can offer some sort of solace in these times of need, such uncertainty.
It's not, and... But I suppose that's one of the things that really has come sort of apparent from writing the book, and that it's been really special for me being able to write it and see that.
How did that ever get made? And how did I ever get the job? Because it's written by two Manx as well, you know, Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. And I'd been doing Saturday Live.
In here is my pet cat from when I was little, and my dad had her stuff for me when she died. Here she is. And she came to my wedding.
Jim McConnell, let's talk about Love Island for a moment. Why am I not right when I say they are basically a bunch of brain-dead zombies?
Yeah, well, that's if you leave it to fate exactly, but who leaves it to fate? But the thing about I love about this is it's using maths. But 101 in 562, as I say, it's just if...
Yes, so, but it doesn't feel like working hard. It's really, really good fun. I really enjoy what I do. I go to exercise classes with my friend Maxine, and she's just brilliant.
My job really is to look after the public. Some sit down and pay tremendous prices without any coercion or any encouragement. Mm.
This is Holland Park in London, one of the most beautiful streets in London because of all the trees that line it. And these are trees that the Mayor of London wanted to pull down